Whiskey Broadcast. Look at a sheep of broadcast on a network. Kodiak hanging out at the board. Well. A couple of questions here. Kodiak, where were you born?
In St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park.
Methodist Hospital.
Methodist Hospital, St. Louis Park. What did your folks do for a living?
My father was a printer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was young, my mom worked at a bank as a teller, and then she went into doing, like, accounts payable.
Mm-hmm.
And now she works the accounts payable for a lighting company up mm-hmm. in Pine City, and my father works as a maintenance man.
All right.
For as long as I can remember, he was a printer. So I got free books, posters, mm-hmm. all kinds of great stuff.
Brothers and sisters?
One sister,
mm-hmm.
younger.
All right.
Married, living in Germany now.
Really?
Yep, with my brother-in-law's in the Army.
I see. And, Kodiak, you are on record in the state of Minnesota as having the highest cholesterol levels
yes.
ever recorded, and the levels you were recorded at for cholesterol?
300 would be high normally. I was at 8,800.
300 would be high.
Yeah.
They like it to be below 200, but right. you were at what again?
8,800.
I like to point that out periodically, folks, because really it's the most interesting fact I know about Kodiak. The fact that he had an 8,800 cholesterol level. And he's lived. He's alive. So next time your doctor talks to you about cholesterol, mention that you know somebody whose cholesterol was at 8,800. Tell the folks how that's possible, Kodiak.
When your pancreas stops working, it doesn't filter the blood like it should, and it backs up into your system.
Uh-huh, and your pancreas gave out on you a few years ago.
Yep.
And Kodiak was, you disappeared for a while, in more ways than one. How long were you in the hospital?
I was in the ICU for about a month,
mm-hmm.
A little over a month, and then another month and a half at the rehabilitation hospital learning to walk again.
And during this time, they measured your cholesterol level, during this first month.
Yeah, well, they measured everything. I was insulin dependent for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they measured everything. I was being stuck daily for blood and mm-hmm. everything.
Now, at 8,800, when it was at that point, the blood in that at that level is about as thick as motor oil. Is that right?
They couldn't type it. They had to send it to a lab where they took another blood sample, did one of those spinner things, mixed it around, separated it, put two together, and then they were able to type it. What they ended up having to do to me is, have you seen like when they have an open heart surgery, how they recirculate the blood?
Yes.
Okay, in a machine like that. Something similar to that where my blood was taken out of my body, filtered through to get all the fat out and then put back into my body.
And what are you at right now for a cholesterol level?
I don't remember what my exact count was. There's triglycerides. I think my cholesterol is like one something, high
really?
100s.
So you
but
have
triglycerides
really
are really high, which is a problem. I'm still on medication for that.
But you have really brought that cholesterol down. You
yes.
probably have the Minnesota record for bringing cholesterol down.
I don't know, but I think I must be up there. Yeah. For people who have lived.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
For people who have lived.
Yeah, it was touch and go.
You were offered the last rites.
Right.
But
no,
your parents.
Someone called the chaplain
okay.
to come up and administer last rites. My parents were like, hold on.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay. so I didn't need them.
But your parents were not saying hold on because they thought you were going to live. I believe they were saying hold on because they didn't think you needed that in order to get into heaven.
A little bit of both.
Oh, all right. Oh, did they think somehow that the last rites might mean that that would sort of push you into the afterlife?
I think they just didn't want to think about it. And last rites would be kind of admitting there might be a chance that I was, you know, like giving up hope in a way.
My brother was given last rites on the side of the freeway in Highway 8 in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
By a priest?
Really? Mm-hmm. German guy. Yeah. He lived. So it doesn't automatically mean you're going to die.
Well, Kennedy had it, what, three times?
Yeah, at the end it didn't work so well.
No, but I'm hoping not to get shot.
8,800. That's glorious.
It's kind of sad that that's the only interesting thing about me, but
that I know.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. You know. I mean, we could get into your weird toy collection, but I haven't really...
Half of what your kids have.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't even know that I understand that yet, so there's still much to learn about you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for our show. That was the Kodiak segment. We have to go.
Now that everyone's afraid of me.
KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. At least your cholesterol wasn't 830. That'd be a CCO from...
Sleep well! What's your name, boy? I'm Paul James.
How are you, Paul?
McVeigh will meet with his lawyers in the morning.
You ever been around gladiators?
A federal judge's ruling that he be executed on Monday as scheduled.